Time now for Scottsburg Sports Center, the first podcast dedicated to all things Scottsburg athletics. Joining I-105.3 GM Dan Daggett is Jamie Lowry, athletic director for Scottsburg High School.
And we are back with another edition of Scottsburg Sports Center here on I-105.3.com. Hey, Jamie Lowry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Well, we had some behind-the-scenes difficulties.
Yeah.
But we got those straight. We got those all taken care of. And we are ready for another edition of Scottsburg Sports Center.
Yes,
you ready
sir.
To go?
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to start off with a big thank you for your support of We Care 2024. $55,000 raised to help clothe this winter the kids of Scott County. And some great items brought to you by Scottsburg Athletics.
That's amazing. You know, before we started this, we was talking about how amazing it is this community, our size, demographics, everything, however you want to say it, that what We Care has done for this community over the 35 years that they've done the We Care auction and what it means to the kids at our schools and in our community. I mean, this is, much needed, and it's an amazing, it's just amazing how the community comes together just to do this event once a year.
And I told you off air, but I'll tell you a fun story. You had donated the playing cards, a box of unopened playing cards from the Boys State Basketball Championship to We Care this year, a prized item. So while we're getting everything all ready behind the scenes, I had put that in my desk drawer to keep it safe, keep it out of the way. Then I forgot to tell anybody. And then with everything else going on, it doesn't get put into one of the lots. It doesn't get put anywhere. So we're about halfway through the auction, and your sister manages to get a hold of me and say, "Hey, where's that box?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't know.
I reached out to her because somebody had asked me, I was like, hey, because they was looking to try to find it on the auction. And that's funny.
So I'm during the on-air auction, I'm in charge of trying to find that box of state basketball playing cards. And I knew I had left it in my office somewhere. So I climb over my desk. Again, this is during a live auction, and find it in the final drawer that I look in. And we get it out, but we got a great bid on it. And had a fun time with the process. So,
and I tell you, go and just reflect on those cards one last time. You know, you and I was talking a little bit too about the historical value of them. Obviously, it's not like having a Mickey Mantle rookie,
right?
You know, but you never know. But 50 years from now, you know, I was telling you off air, you know what, time capsules. You really don't hear a lot of people know, burying time capsules or anything anymore. But, you know, at some point in time, they're going to honor this team. Let's say 50 years from now, those guys are going to be, you know, 68 years old. And you know, if Meyer Gym's still open or whatever gym the school's using 50 years from now, you know, and they invite that team back, you never know who would still be around. But, you know, somebody's probably going to show up with one of those, maybe a card or a pack or an unopened box, and people are just going to be amazed that, you know, that that's still in existence. So, collectibles like that, to me, I just think are really neat. And really, you know, I've seen any other schools do anything like that. And I think it's just something neat because that's Hoosier hysteria. And I think that just added a little bit more fun to the whole experience.
Now, the playing cards, I think you can still get over at our friends Sport
Kings. They probably got a few left. I don't know how many. I know after the boys did their autograph session that one day, they had a few boxes left. I'm not sure how much. And that would make a great, whether you just go and buy a pack or two for a stocking stuffer. I know we've got a lot of little kids out there in the community that looked up to them boys. So if you're looking for a little gift, maybe to stick in their stocking for Christmas, the guys at Sports Kings, I think they got a few left over there.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. On to the Warriorettes. They fell to Charlestown 49-38. Yesterday, last night.
Yep. Scotty Matthews does a good job of that Charlestown team. They're going to be competitive in every game, and you can see like really where he likes to keep the game. You can see the score 49-38. He wants to keep you, you know, in that. If he can keep you in the 30s, he feels like he's got a chance to win. Obviously, and they played extremely well. They had great ball movement. They played great defense. You know. Ellie got her points. She had 24. Probably the most amazing stat right now. And she's hit 40 consecutive free throws now, which is a school record. I mean, she broke it a few games back up at Brownstown, and she's not missed a free throw yet this season. She's hit 40 in a row going back to the end of last season. So, that's pretty impressive. She's just a hard worker. And I know, you know, they had posted a video of her working out, with that, group that she works out with, and it's just amazing what, you know, to see a Division I athlete, what they do in order, mm-hmm. you know, because it takes a lot of hard work. You know, athletics is not an easy thing, and it takes a lot of hard work. It takes discipline, and you know, not just Ellie, but Lola and you know, a lot of other athletes we have in our school. They're constantly working, striving to get better. You know, and it's that inner voice inside your head that just keeps pushing you and driving you. And you know, and different athletes have a different voice talking to them. And you know, and what Ellie and Lola have done their 4 years as Warriorettes has been pretty impressive. And you know, Ellie's going to leave a lot of records in the record book. And of course, she's going to Western Carolina. Their coach was at the game last night. So it's and I told him, I'm like, you're probably getting one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. And I've seen the greats of Warriorette basketball play, and there's an argument out there that she's one of the best that's put on the Warriorette uniform. And you know, it's tough that the season we're having, you know, you lose a couple of athletes and that changes the whole landscape of your mm-hmm. team and everything that you thought.
Yeah.
Cause you know, at the end of last season, you know, the talk was, hey, you're going to be a team that's looking at a chance to go to state. And then things happen the way they do. And you know, but the one thing I will say for those seniors is, they have not let that affect their attitude. They have not let it get them down. They go out and play every game as if their record instead of 1-8 is 8-1. So I'm really proud of those two young ladies.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, like you said, they fall to 1-8, but always looking forward to the next one up. Yep. Next for them, New Albany and Silver Creek. So the challenges continue.
Yeah, New Albany's a game that we could, I don't want to say, you know, you never want to say, oh, we can win that game. That's a game where, you know, if you... It's an opportunity for us to end that losing streak that we got going, you know. So, but you got to come out and be ready to play. They've got a really good coach. She was a good player as well. So you've always got to be prepared when you come out to play a team. And then Silver Creek, of course, right now they're one of the top teams in 3A. Their only loss come to the number one team in 3A. They beat last year's 3A state champion Gibson Southern, which had to bump up to 4A. So this Silver Creek team is. They're loaded, you know, I don't know how I want to say this without it sounding too bad. They've got a couple new girls this year that have really contributed that have helped out. So they are, and plus what they had returning, Coach Shane's daughter, she's a great little guard. And then of course the ring girl, she's been looked at by a lot of Division I schools. She's about 6'2", 6'3", really tall, athletic, really great players. So, that obviously will not be an easy game.
Right, right. But the future looks really bright for the Warriorettes. Junior varsity, two quarters of play last night. We're up 29-8. And 8th grade and 7th grade both beat Brownstown Central. So, yeah.
Yeah, the future does look bright. We've got the one thing I'll tell kids. I mean, everybody wants to shoot. Everybody wants to score. The thing that if I could tell kids they need to work at on their own is – it's just the fundamentals, the simple things. Like by the time they get to high school, a lot of those little things should be routine that the coaches don't need to harp on and things. So like the little things these kids can do in the off season, you know, it's great to go join up with a travel team and go and play, but you're only practicing twice a week. You go to the game, you may play a few minutes, you may play a lot depending on if you're good or not, but you're putting a lot of time in. There's a lot of time that you could spend more valuable time in the gym working on those little fundamental things, your ball handling, on your weak hand, just your defense, your rebounding. Rebounding is probably the thing that I feel like in our district, you know, boys, girls from kindergarten all the way up to senior in high school, where I feel like we're really struggling, where I think, you know, it takes a special person that wants to just go out there and try to dominate on the glass. A lot mm-hmm. of people want to score, score, score. But I'm going to tell you what, you know, one of my favorite players of all time, of course, everybody knows Michael Jordan's my favorite player, and it ain't even close. But probably one person that nobody would ever guess is one of my favorite players of all time was Moses Malone. And Moses, the thing that he did better than anybody, he would rebound to himself. In other words, he may miss the putback shot, but he did it in a way where he knew he could get the rebound, the offensive glass, and give him a better shot opportunity to put the ball back in.
Right.
And he just dominated on the glass, and he just the little things. And then, of course, you know, watching the Bulls as well as and the Pistons, Dennis Rodman, the things he did on the glass. So these little girls that are in those lower levels right now, as they're working, it's not a lot about scoring. Somebody's got to pass the ball. Somebody's got to rebound the ball. Somebody's got to play defense. You know, take pride in those things. You know, just because you may not put 24 points up on the board, all those little things is what contribute to a team win. One person cannot win.
Right, right. Cheatham Classic. Mark your calendars. Coming up end of this month, 27th and 28th.
That probably one of the best tournaments in the state. I'll be honest with you. The team's coming for that tournament. We have some great talent, great teams. Franklin Central's a defending champ. The Graves girl, her dad's the head coach at Indiana State. He's just got inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. You know, she's a heck of a player. She's an all-star candidate along with Ellie. They were teammates on their AAU team together. You know, they're defending champs. I would say they probably be favorites. Borden's coming in with an excellent team. They've got two great players. Actually, they got more than just two players, but they've got two outstanding players that are fun to watch. It's not going to be an easy tournament. It's a tough tournament. We're looking forward to it. But the one thing we're looking forward to, and we want to get the word out, we're going to honor the former Warriorettes. The first night on the 27th, before that last game, around 7:30, any Warriorette that played in the 2000s, 2010s, 2020s, we're going to honor them at that time. And then the next night before the championship game on the 28th, if you played in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, we're going to honor those. And we're looking for players, managers, coaches, anybody associated, trainers, whatever. If you're associated with the team in any way, please get the word out. If you go to Facebook and look, I've got the post tagged to our page. There's a job form we're asking you to fill out so that we have your information and any accomplishments that you achieved while you was in school, so that whenever you show up and we can honor you, we can read a little something about you. So please, ladies, just reach out to your teammates, everybody go in and sign up that's planning on being there. It's going to be a great time. I think Donna Cheatham's going to be there. Jane Schott with the IHSA Assistant Commissioner. This is the 50th celebration of the tournament for girls basketball. She's planning on coming down. She's going to do a little video thing. She may want to interview some players, and she's hoping to interview maybe Coach Cheatham. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, great tournament, and just going to be a great event.
Awesome. That's really exciting. Going to be a couple of great nights at Meyer Gym. Boys, 7th grade and 8th grade took on Cordon Central, both coming away with wins.
Yeah, those boys are playing well. The 8th grade team, coached by Donald Connor, I tell you, they've got some talent. You know, Chris Owens has got his twin boys playing on that team, and I mean, they are in the Solace. He's not only a great little quarterback, but he's a great basketball player as well. There's some talent on that eighth grade team, not just those three young men. They've probably got four or five kids that could just put up points. You know, they've had a couple of them already score over 30, and so they're playing really well, exceptionally well. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about them boys. I look at our freshman class this year and you know, it's, and I can just see what's going to be coming, and you know, it's exciting for me. You know, the one thing that, you know, the landscape of athletics has changed tremendously. You know, you're at the high school level, you know, we talk about recruiting. Well, you can't recruit. Well, yeah, if you're not recruiting, you are, and you shouldn't be recruiting other kids. That's obviously wrong. But you have to recruit from within. You need to make sure that you're paying attention to what your young athletes are doing. You need to let them know that you appreciate them. Let them know that, you know, you want them to be part of your program, and their home is here at Scottsburg. And boys and girls both at the middle school, I tell you, we've got a lot of talent, and we're excited about having them up at the high school. And I'll be honest with you, there's no other athletic director in the state of Maine that's going to promote their athletes the way that I do and that Tanya Thompson does and the way we do in our program. And we feel like this is a great home for these young men and women, and we're going to make them famous.
Well, we're talking about being famous. You, young man, recently received an award.
You know that, I hate stuff. Like, I mean, I shouldn't say hate. I don't. That just means, I'll be honest with you. So Jeff Moore, who graduated from Scottsburg and got announced as in this next class of Hall of Fame inductees for Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, I sent him a text. I said, hey, man, big time. That's awesome. Congratulations. He goes, Jamie, that just means that I had good people around me. You know, he had good assistant coaches, good players, good administrators around him. Same for me. That award isn't to me. It's to me and the community, my coaches, you know, Tanya Thompson, my assistant. Like, I can't do anything without their help and what they do. So that award, I mean, it's humbling. Like, when they called and told me, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say. I you know, and Tanya will tell you, because I say it all the time, I don't deserve that stuff. I'm appreciative, and I tell you, Pat McKee with the IBCA, when he called me, I tell you, they run a great organization in the Indiana Basketball Coach Association. They're just a great association, state of Indiana, and I appreciate what they do. year in and year out with the record keeping and everything. So it's, I'm humbled by it, but it just means that I've got a lot of great people around me, and they deserve the credit too.
Well, congratulations. You get some of the credit, a little bit of the credit. Hey, sneaky good. That's how we describe the Warrior basketball team this year. They don't have the, you know, that incredible talent that was on the state championship team this year that you see right away. Right. But boy, they're going to sneak up on a lot of teams that underestimate them.
They will. It's a confidence thing too. I think as the season goes along, we'll see that confidence kind of rise. You know, we talked about this with football. We talked about the inexperience of the football team at the start of the season because they'd lost so many seniors. And I think we're in that same boat with this basketball team, obviously. Some kids that, weren't called upon or asked to do certain things now are. So, you know, there's some adjustment period, but the Charlestown score isn't indicative of how close that game was. Charlestown's good. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, they were a team last year, even though we beat them fairly easy in the regular season. You know, most people would say going into that sectional, we that was one of the teams we didn't want to play. We knew that Charlestown and Silver Creek were two really solid teams, and they played a great game earlier this season. But Charlestown's a good team, and our boys played extremely well. You know, you get to the end of the game, you got a foul, you're trying to make up stuff, so the spread gets out there, so the score looks a little bit different. But it was honestly like a 6-8 point game. We had a point there where, we had it down to maybe like a one possession game and forced them into a timeout, and I think they come out and hit like a big three, and that kind of stopped that momentum. But like, had we got a stop and a score, then who knows what would have happened, because obviously playing in the pressure cooker and you get a little bit of motivation and a little momentum. Matt Lynch does a great job of that as a coach for that Charlestown team, and he's got Jim Shannon, his assistant coach. They're doing a great job. They got a good team, and they're going to be competitive with everybody this year. So I was proud of the way our boys played against them.
Up next for the Warriors, Brownstown Central. So that'll be another good game.
Brownstown's a really, really good team. That's going to be a tough game. We got that at home Friday, and then we got to turn right around. We got Providence on Saturday. That's always a tough, tough weekend, year in and year out. We've done this for many, many, many years now, where we have that Friday, Saturday, Brownstown, Providence game. And you're talking about two games back to back that are physically and mentally just draining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the type of game that you know you're going to play. You know that when you play Providence that you are physically going to get beaten. And you know that you have to be mentally prepared for that and be prepared for, you know, because it depends on how the officials call it. You know, they may let some of that go for the most part. But you know that when you play a Providence team that they're going to come out and they're physically going to try to beat you more so than they are mentally or with their athletic skill. They're going to come at you physically, so you got to be ready. Brownstown, Dave Benner, he's just a great coach, and he just has his team prepared. They don't have to rely on physical abuse to try to beat you. He's going to run good sets. He's got a good defense. He's got kids that have grown up in his system, and they just play good basketball. So it's going to be a tough weekend.
Scottsburg swim team in action. Of course, their season underway now.
Yeah, that's one of the best-kept secrets, I guess, in our district, if you want to say that, since we lost our pool. The fact that we have kids in this community that are still willing to get on a bus at 5 o'clock, drive all the way over to Salem so they could practice every day. So, you know, they're at school, they go home. Now they got to come back, get on the bus, drive over, practice for an hour, hour and a half, come back. Most teams don't have to endure what the swim team has to go through, but they're in the water, they're doing the stuff. They had a competition last night over at Salem. They enjoy it. It's fun. So I'm proud of what the swim team does. Allie Schmidt, you know, she's a former athlete. She had played multiple sports here at Scottsburg. She's coaching the swim team, and along with her dad Brian, who's a counselor there at the high school, they put their heart and soul into it. And I'm really appreciative of what they do, because it's so difficult when you don't have your own facility to do those type of things.
Exactly. Warrior Wrestling, the Warrior Duels this past weekend. Fun to see those young kids out there.
Yeah, you know, we start the weekend off. We start on Friday with the Robert Fugate Memorial Tournament. And Robert was a former wrestler at Scottsburg High School. And I think he was in my sister's class they were around the same age anyway, but he was tragically killed in a car wreck, I think his sophomore year of high school. And Tyson Skinner was our wrestling coach a few years back, and he started the Fugate Memorial Tournament in his memory. And that's really one of the fun events that we host, probably one of my favorite events that we host at the high school. It's grueling. It's over 2 days. We set up five mats in McLean Hall. We have, it's 10 teams total. So on Friday night, we have four rounds of matches. Then on Saturday, we have five rounds of matches. Then the team leaves the mats out, clean everything up. Then they have the duels for the youth on Sunday. So it's three full days of wrestling. But it is neat to see the number of kids that are in the youth wrestling program, boys and girls both, because now that girls wrestling is its own separate sport recognized by the IHSA, they'll have their own state tournament this year. So it's really fun to see all those kids get involved. You know, it's amazing, like if you just do a little research, how many professional athletes, how many actors, how many just famous people in general wrestled in high school. You know, Chris Pratt, who is, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and different other movies. He was a wrestler in high school. I mean, there's just quite a few people that you don't realize wrestled when they was in high school. And so it's great to see people get involved. Our numbers have grown over the last few years with the football program, its success. A lot of those kids translate over into the wrestling. The boys the first day went 1-3. They lost three matches to the teams that finished first, second, third. Second day of the tournament went undefeated, 5-0. So they're young and experienced, but they're getting better. But like I said, with the numbers and you know, just the excitement around this young group of wrestlers we have now at the high school that are willing to learn, you know, looking forward to the next few years.
Awesome. Grand champs, congratulations to the Scottsburg Middle School competition cheer team.
And they've only been around, I think maybe this is their second year.
Wow.
We had the comp team for the little kids, and then, of course, the high school did. But the middle school, they just started that here recently. So to have that kind of success that quick against some good teams, because, you know, we have a lot of good cheer teams in this area. You know, Silver Creek's constantly, you know, one of the best. Charlestown last year, the high school, I think they were state champs. So, you know, they're going up against some pretty good competition. So that was pretty impressive for a young program like that.
And then last on my list, we want to congratulate Landon Shuck and Garrett Bowling, IFCA All-State.
Yeah, that's, you know, they're just the second and third players that we've had since we've, you know, we brought our program back and even before that have made All-State. That's a pretty good, you know, you talk about the number of football players across the state of Indiana, for them to be recognized and get that honor is pretty special. You know, Traven Crawford, I think, was our first and only before those two. And I know that Nathan Bird was right there close. He almost made it, I think, the way the voting came out. But you have probably who will be Mr. Football next year in that class in Goldsberry down at Heritage Hills. So that kind of makes it tough for Nathan Bird. He lost out to somebody that, you know, you hate to lose out to somebody you feel like you're better than, but the Goldsberry kid is one of them kids you say, you know, I understand why I lost him. He's, you know, he's a pretty special talent, but Nathan Bird's a pretty good talent as well. And he very easily could have made that team any other year except for this year, you know?
Right,
yeah, but that's the way it goes.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. You don't have a team. You don't have a horse in this race, but I'm going to make you choose. IU or Notre Dame in the college football playoffs? Who's going to win that one?
So here's the funny thing. I grew up a Notre Dame football fan just because, you know, state of Indiana, Notre Dame. But I'm telling you, this Indiana team is going to win it. This Indiana team is good. I love their coach. You know, when they hired him and they brought him to a basketball game and he's running his mouth, I'm thinking you're going to find out real quick what it's like to be in the Big Ten. You know, but I'm going to tell you what. He has proven to me that he is an excellent coach. I think he's got the team ready. I think he's got the motivation. I think they got a chip on their shoulder because the game probably should have been at Bloomington instead of at Notre Dame, to be honest with you. If their name was anything other than Indiana University, they probably do get a first round home game. But I feel like IU is going to be cold. It's going to be crazy. What's crazy to me in a basketball state that the tickets for that game are double, triple, quadruple what they are for any of the other college football playoff
prices
games.
Prices are crazy.
So that just tells you how you know, sports in the state of Indiana is just so popular and supported. Yep. But I'm going to go with IU, and I told somebody yesterday, I think they win by at least a touchdown.
All right. There we go. You heard it here first on the Scottsburg Sports Center. He's Jamie Lowry. I'm Dan Daggett. We'll talk to you again soon.
This has been Scottsburg Sports Center with I-105.3 GM Dan Daggett and Jamie Lowry, Athletic Director for Scottsburg High School. This has been Scottsburg Sports Center, the first podcast dedicated to all things Scottsburg athletics.